Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on the resurrection, we were talking about the fact that nobody knows the day or the hour, but we can know the signs of when that time is near. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 33 and 36, Jesus told us, no man knows the day or the hour. However, he could know when it's at the door. It's just like an expectant mother. You see a lady that is great with child. You can say, well, I don't know what day she's to be delivered. I don't know her due date. I don't know any of that, but I know that it's near. You can tell just by looking at her. And then in verse 28, again, he said, and when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Now, some have used that to show Jesus was not fully deity or God. But what you must understand is that Christ, as Almighty God in heaven, and having left that and taken on flesh, entered Mary and took on flesh and was born of her, he did that he could be a human representative. When he rose up from the dead, he became our mediator as a human mediator. And so, as our mediator and the one himself of no reputation, he became one of us. In his humanity, he will subject, and he does subject himself unto the Father. In his deity, he is God. And so you must see that this verse is looking at Jesus in his humanity. Perfect man, perfect God. It is only fitting that the Son, in terms of his personal distinction within the Godhead, be in subjection in his human nature, yet be fully equal with him in deity, in ruling and reigning over the universe. Now, my friend, we have shared with you some great truths about the resurrection and the eternal day to come. John W. Peterson wrote a short song that goes like this. Someday you'll hear God's final call to you to take his offer of salvation true. This could be it, my friend, if you but knew God's final call. God's final call. How can you live another day in sin, thinking someday with Christ you will begin? Oh, will you hear above the world's loud din? God's final call. God's final call. If you reject God's final call of grace, you'll have no chance your footsteps to retrace. All hope will then be gone, and doom you'll face. Oh, hear his call. Oh, hear his call. My friend, there is one thing that is absolutely sure to happen to every person. Every one of us will face God someday. The Bible has the only instructions that can make that meeting a good one, if we are careful to follow the instructions. Not even death and taxes are certain for everyone, but meeting God for an accounting of one's life is certain. Are you ready for that time? You can be. What must you do? Admit your need. You are a sinner, and you cannot save yourself. Romans 3:10 says, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know what that means when he says come short of the glory of God? It means that the glory of God, which is Jesus Christ, is the standard. And if you don't measure that standard, then you come short of the glory, and therefore you cannot come into His presence. Jesus never sinned one time in action, in word, in deed, in thought. He never sinned one time. You have and I have too. Therefore, we deserve hell. God is a holy God, and He never, never, never compromises His holiness. Now, the good thing is also He does not compromise His love. Therefore, He wants to save you. My friend, admit that you're a sinner and that you cannot save yourself, and then be willing in your heart to turn from sin. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He hath appointed a day in which He will judge the world. In Acts 3:19, He says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. Now, my friend, you can't reform your old nature. You just can't say, well, I'm going to turn from all my sin now, and then I'll be acceptable to God. Now, you've got to realize you're a sinner, and you can't save yourself. But you turn to God and say, Lord, I want You to save me from my sin. That's the heart of repentance. Believing that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross for your sins and was buried, and that 3 days later He rose from the dead, you call upon Him to save your soul. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, my friend, you can put your name right there on whosoever. I one day was able to say, if Andy Bloom would call upon the name of the Lord, Andy Bloom shall be saved. And the same is for you. Do you honestly believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for you? And that 3 days later He rose up from the dead? He said He did. To not believe that means that you think God's a liar and His word's a lie. But if you don't believe God lies, and if you believe that His word is true, He says He did that for you. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, Christ died for us. My friend, He wants to save you, and He'll save you now. He said that if you are willing to turn from your sin and realizing that you must turn to Him for Him to take your sin away and give you everlasting life, He said that if you'll come to Him, He'll in no wise cast you out, in John 6:37. Why not right where you are, pray and ask God to save you? He said that if you'd call upon Him, He would. You say, Brother Andy, I really don't know how to pray. I'm going to form a prayer which will only be words if you don't mean it. But if you're serious and sincere about this, you really mean this, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood on the cross and died for me. I believe that He was buried, and 3 days later He rose up bodily from the dead. By Your power, I am willing to turn from sin. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, and you really meant it. You really meant it. Then write us and let us know. Our announcer will be giving you both our physical address and our website through which you can email me. And let us know that you have made this decision. I have a booklet titled Building Blocks that I would like to send to you. And it will tell you how to grow in your new Christian life. Are you ashamed of it? Are you ashamed of God? Are you ashamed that you asked Him to save you? If not, write us and let us know that you have received Christ. Now, my friend, if you're a Christian and you are wanting to serve the Lord, if you'll write me and just say, Brother Andy, send me the Building Blocks book. I'll send that to you free if you will use it to help other Christians to grow in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have a special announcement, and you will need pencil and paper to write a couple things down here. It is my privilege to announce to you that on November the 9th through November the 17th of 2007, Lord willing, I'll be hosting a trip to Israel. Now, my friend, we want you to go. That's why I said to have pencil and paper ready. We'll be stopping at various sites throughout the trip, biblical sites, and at each site, we will be giving you biblical instruction. Not only will we have an excellent Jewish guide to take us from stop to stop, and not only will we ride in safety and comfort, but you will be getting an up-close, personal Bible study and instruction right there in the land where Jesus walked. Also, let me ask you to do this. Talk to the deacons of your church and ask them to send your pastor and his wife to the Holy Land. You'll be amazed at how much this will enrich your pastor's ministry. And if it enriches him, of course, it enriches you. And this may be a trip that you would like to ride with your pastor. Now, to get information, to get a nice brochure that includes the places we'll visit, as well as the cost and everything involved, write me at our address, Lamp and Light, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue. That's 36th Avenue. Ocala, that's O-C-A-L-A, Florida. And the zip on that is 34471. Now, as you know, at the conclusion of each day's broadcast, our announcer gives you our web address as well as our physical address. If you go to the web address, you can get our physical address there. But, my friend, I would just encourage you to write down the physical address. I'll say it one more time in just a moment. But, again, a trip to Israel, the trip of a lifetime. And we would like for you to go, or you and your mate to go. And especially, again, send your pastor and his wife on this trip, November 9th through the 17th. Of 2007, go with the Lamp and Light broadcast into a trip of the Holy Land in which we see the places where Jesus walked and we have Bible studies, short Bible lessons in those same areas. You don't want to miss out on that. Well, I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.